By a vote of 19 to 10, the Vermont Senate has given preliminary approval to a scaled-back paid family leave bill. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the future of the bill this session remains very much in doubt.
The legislation provides 12 weeks of leave time for the birth of a child and 6 weeks to care for an ill family member. Workers making up to about $27,000 would get 90% of their wages. Workers making more would also receive 50% of their wages above that level. The money comes from a 0.2% payroll tax that's shared by employees and employers. Economic Development Chairman Michael Sorotkin said he felt in particular that many women would benefit from the bill.
Even with their increased workforce participation, however, women retain the majority of caregiving responsibilities in the home. We also know that more and more adult children are now providing care for aging parents than ever before.
Rutland Senator Ruth Hardy said the bill was particularly important for low and middle-income wage earners because studies show that only 7% have access to these benefits.
By creating a paid family leave program with measures that enable people with modest incomes to access the program, we can begin to level the playing field for Vermonters and families and workers.
Franklin Senator Randy Brock was one of the 10 senators who opposed the bill. He did so because he said it includes a new tax that he thinks will be raised in the future.
And it becomes a mandate that's permanent. It's a foot in the door. It's the ability to have this that may be palatable at a very low rate today, and the intent will be next year and the following year to come back for more.
The Senate and the House will now have to reconcile their two bills. A key difference is that the House bill allows individuals to take leave time for a personal illness. The Senate plan does not. Either way, Governor Phil Scott has consistently opposed a mandatory leave approach. Instead, he backs a bi-state voluntary plan with New Hampshire that would include all state employees in both states as the initial insurance pool. But Vermont lawmakers have shown little interest in the governor's proposal. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.